This is Living the RV Dream, episode 162 for Friday, September 25th, 2020.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV, yeah.
Hello, happy campers, hello fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Happy Friday to all of you. And September 25th, huh? Tick-tock, that clock keeps ticking. What happened to 2020? Well, 2020 is one of those years that perhaps most of us, most of you, are going to be glad when it's over. But let me tell you, wasn't it March, like a couple of days ago, when the lockdown started? Really, I mean, it's being one of those... I guess I'm getting old. And when you get older, that's what I always heard, right? That time goes faster, and man, it does. Well, today I'm coming to you from Middlebury, Indiana. I'm staying here at this place called Ebby Pines Campground, an RV park. Very nice. It's kind of empty this time of day. I think the next week they close down. It's very seasonal. And up until yesterday, I was the only one in this section of the park. And the reason I'm in Middlebury, Indiana, I've been here for 3 nights. I'm visiting what I call the mothership. Winnebago Towables, Winnebago of Indiana. It's here in the... And yesterday I was looking at some RVs, some trailers, and you're going to be seeing those videos on the YouTube channel over the next couple of days into the weekend. And this Sunday, it depends. This Sunday I may not post a travel video, but post one of those videos featuring the 2021 models. You know, it's our sneak peek. And some of them are even prototypes. You know, they don't have like dry weight, like those stats or pricing. Nothing has pricing yet. But I thought it was a good opportunity and a privilege to be able to get that this sneak peek into those new models. And and I want to thank Adam and Joel and Cassie and everybody at Winnebago. Everybody has been very, very nice to me. And also Randy and Hank at the shop there, because they, you know, every RV from time to time needs a little bit of maintenance, and I had a short list of things that I wanted them to take care of, and they did today and tomorrow. We're gonna take care of one more thing. By the way, today means Wednesday. I'm recording on a Wednesday because it's going to be a busy, long weekend. More about that later in the episode. But actually, I think now, after we fixed all these little things, I think Minitini 2 is knock on wood or whatever material they use on these dinettes. It's nearly perfect, I want to say. Now I want to keep it for real. I might be able to keep it a little longer than the original year. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Before we continue, I wanted to read a comment on the previous episode. And of course, as you probably know, all these episodes, you can see them at the blog travelingrobert.com. You go to travelingrobert.com/podcast, and then the number of the episodes, slash, in the case of the previous episode, it will be 0161 for 161. In the case of this episode, it's going to be in 0162. travelingrobert.com/podcast/0161. And the Bill Wandelkis, he wrote, "Robert, God bless you. You saved my life and my sanity. And I have no idea how I found your website, but all I know is that I was on YouTube surfing, found your episode about going over Bear Tooth Pass. I have gone that way a few times, and I was interested in watching, and it was wonderful. And how wonderful. I am hooked. Enjoy all your work and productions. Don't know if I'll ever be able to afford a truck and a trailer, but a tent still works. My very best to you and yours, respectfully, Bill Wadelkis." And it's these messages, you know, it's the fuel that keeps me going in a sense, you know. Is sometimes if by any chance I get down or I'm like, yeah, it's like, you know, so sometimes it not every day is 100%, of course, as you know. So sometimes, you know, and reading this message is like, yeah, I have to keep going. This is awesome, and I realize how privileged I am to be able to do this, to make a living doing what I love, and being able to help so many people, and that I get goosebumps thinking about it, you know, because sometimes I don't realize. You know, it's when you do something online, it's hard to realize if for real how many people are watching and listening, and when you imagine a couple thousand people, that's a nicely sized theater. You know, it's more than I ever had when I was a musician. I don't think I ever played for such a large group of people. Well, I'm still a musician. And by the way, as soon as I get back to Miami, I'm going to start doing, not every week, but every other week, or at least once a month, I'm going to start doing those concerts that I used to do, the Mini Teeny Lounge. And, you know, I have many plans. We'll see what really happens once I get back to Miami. But for now, let me tell you where I've been. And the last time we spoke, I was on the west bank of the Mississippi River out there in Canton, Missouri. What was the name of that RV park? I think it was called Mississippi Park. And as I said, it's only $20. They only take checks, and mostly first come, first serve. I think you can call the city, the police department, the city, and that's how you make a reservation. But I was very pleasantly surprised, and so cool to see the barges passing by. I flew the drone, great drone flight, and yeah, I really enjoyed that. And then the next day, we crossed into Illinois. At Quincy, Illinois. As soon as you cross the Mississippi River, I know Quincy is a very large industrial city, and it's very different from the Missouri side. And I decided to spend the night in Springfield, which is like epitomizes the being the land of Lincoln. That's where Lincoln lived when he was there, and that's the capital city, of course. It's only natural that Lincoln would reside there. But and I found this RV park at the fairgrounds, and I think that's probably, I don't know if it is a secret. It seems like a secret because there were very few people there, and that's the fairgrounds. The Springfield Fairgrounds is $20, at least this time of the year, $20 to spend the night with water and electric. They do have a dump station. And the gentleman who keeps the grounds, they're a super nice guy. And he took care of me, and he even took care of a wasp nest that I had in my electrical pedestal. He was like, "Oh my gosh, they look mean," and he took care of that. Whoever his name is, whoever you are, thank you so much. It made me feel welcome. Gave me a couple of pamphlets, you know, about the tourism of the city, because I was gonna make a quick overnight and maybe the next day drive around. And when he told me that, you know, he kind of insisted that I had to see some of the highlights of the city, particularly the cemetery where the Lincoln's tomb is located. On the map it looks like right on the corner. It's in reality it's like a 10-minute drive, but that was very, very nice to see, and I paid my respects to Mr. Abe. There is a beautiful monument, it's a beautiful cemetery, and if you visit Springfield, I recommend you do it. And I was able to go inside, you know, they take your temperature and that kind of thing, you know, it's the new normal, right? But I went inside, I saw the tomb. They have like statues of Lincoln at the different stages of his life, and outside too. It was it was very nice. And then I drove around town. I was able I wasn't able to do anything indoors. Whatever I did between that afternoon and the next morning, it was all outdoor stuff, because like if you want to visit the museum, you have to make a reservation online, and you know, it's by appointment only. Same with the library, same with his house, the Lincoln house, which is very historic. They have like that whole block, like a couple of blocks, still with the dirt road on the street, you know, like making it look as it would have looked back in the day, and it's all historic neighborhood, and they have even outdoors, they have, you know, exhibits telling you specifically, you know, like one of the places where they took one famous picture, that's where they would always take the picture of Lincoln's house, and they have there, so, and they have a marker, so you can take exactly that same picture. And and what else did I do? There's the old Capitol building, and the whole area around the Capitol building is kind of like a historic area. It's a pedestrian streets, so that was very, very cool to see. The old Capitol building, it's a beautiful building, but even more beautiful and impressive, the new Capitol building. And it's right on Route 66, by the way. All this, they have all these signs marking historic Route 66 and the new Capitol building. It's someday I hope I can see it inside, because on the outside it looks like, it almost looks like a palace or something you would see in Paris. It has that kind of architecture, which the name escapes me right now, but we saw some of those buildings in Milwaukee too, that kind of architecture. It's a beautiful building, and it was such a beautiful day. It was actually kind of chilly in the morning. It was in the 50s, which is chilly for me. And there's this park that is right across. I took a picture with that, but it's a gigantic statue of Lincoln in front of the museum, and there's another statue in the park right next to a train station there. It's I really enjoyed Springfield. At some point, I want to go back and go into all the museums and do that, but I don't think this is the year to do that, so we'll save it for some other time. And and anyways, I had to move rather fast because I had to be here. I already had spoken to Winnebago, and they had made the reservation here at the campground for me and all that. So from there, I went to the next day. You know, I did a little bit of Route 66. Route 66 in this area is a little bit, I mean, it's not a disappointment by any means, but it's not that scenic. There's a couple of markers, and it goes through the different towns. There's a couple of like vintage gas stations and a few signs, but it's not like like in Oklahoma, for example, where there's a lot more like iconic points of interest. So at some point, I decided to, in Chenoa, Illinois, I decided, you know, that let's just put some miles behind us. And I didn't want to get too close to Chicago. So what I did, I stayed at this place called Kankakee. And they had a KOA, you know, basic KOA, nothing extraordinary, but it was nice. I got a nice sight, actually. I got the last sight, so I didn't have anybody in front of me. You know, I didn't have to look at my neighbor's sewer. It was a very busy KOA, but, you know, very nice people. You know, it was quiet in a sense at night. You know, nobody kept playing music late at night or anything like that. For such a busy place with families, with children, you know, it can get rowdy sometimes. That was it. And from there, I went to, I wanted to get Minitini cleaned. So I did find a, and by the way, I should give him a shout out because they were really good. In Eagle Creek Township. I think that's where it was. And, It's right next to a truck stop. They did a really good job cleaning Minitini too, and the truck, which were filthy. You know, since I wanted kind of to come to Winnebago, you know, to get Minitini serviced, I didn't want to show up with the way it was full of bugs in the front, and as good a job as I potentially could have done. I would have never been able to clean it as well. So, you know, I stopped at a Walmart, resupplied a couple of things, and then I went to a place that I wanted to, you know, we stopped by there when we went to Chicago in 2016, I believe it was. Was it? I think so. And it's the Indiana Dunes State Park. And now it's also part of a national park, Indiana Dunes. And I wanted to see it mainly because it's a beach. It's a very pretty tall dunes on Lake Michigan there, and then on a clear day, and we had some great clear days across the lake. And I put a great picture on Instagram. Across the lake, you can see the skyline, the Chicago skyline. Especially when you climb on top of the sand dune, you can see like the whole skyline, the buildings in full height. When you are at the lake level, you can only like see like the top halves of the buildings. But I did some hikes. It was a very rewarding experience. I did some hikes that afternoon. I did like 4 miles probably. We went up and down and back and forth. And I took some great pictures of the sunset because we still have a little bit of that smoke from the west. And we had one of those spectacular, surreal sunsets where the sun is like a bright red disc, but not so bright. It's almost like subdued. Amazing. And then in the morning, I did another quick hike just to see it in a different light. And that was it. From there, I came to here to Middlebury, Indiana. Yesterday we just did a quick overview, and they have like a mini it's mainly for dealers and industry, and they have 4 micro minis, 1 mini, 3 Voyage, 2 of them fifth wheels, and then the Hike, which is by the way, this year they had to stop production for 2.5 months, and there have been problems with the supply chain. You know, it's been tough for Winnebago to fulfill all the orders. So if you have ordered a Winnebago trailer, you know, it is what it is. They'll get to it eventually, but the high demand and bad supply chain. It's a bad combination, but they're really doing their best, and they've made some modifications to the trailers some of them are controversial, like they removed the propane oven, and now they added a convection microwave, which is an oven. And those propane ovens, when I didn't have one, I was crazy to have one, and I still like having it, but on a trailer this small, I almost think I'd rather have the storage down there, even though I use it for storage most of the time, unless I'm baking a pizza. And it's not the most practical oven, the propane ovens. That's the only thing. For a pizza, like if you want to make cookies, that kind of thing, it works. It'll burn them a little bit because it's the temperature. It's not exact, you know. It's not like it has a thermostat or anything like that. The temperature is relative, you know. It's just like high flame or low flame, basically. It's nice to have, but now they changed that into a convection microwave, and that's what they did. You know, they've been asking the customers what the customer wanted. And apparently most people didn't like the oven, and I can see why some people wouldn't like it. So that's the main thing that they changed. But now, actually, something that I really like, some of the new trailers, they come with ducted AC, even the small ones, even like the 1800 BH. It comes with ducted AC, and it's much quieter. You know, watch my videos, because right now I can't remember. I can't remember exactly all they did. They have this new. It's not a classic jackknife sofa that they have on the trailer. The one that has the Murphy bed, and they've done some very nice stuff with the fifth wheels. But you're gonna have to watch the videos, because some of them I don't remember right at this moment. And, you know, I want you to watch the videos, which I posted one on Wednesday. If all goes well, I'll post one on Thursday. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be here at the Winnebago, the Winnebago Open House. That's what they're calling it. Now, let me read some of your mail. And I have a little bit of email here. Without further ado, let's do that. And here we have one from Bruce David Meyer. My wife, Gail, and I really enjoyed your YouTube videos. We have watched almost all of your 2020 West Coast trip. Great stuff. We are so excited to see you are in our old hometown, Springfield. We now live in Goodyear, Arizona, just a few miles due south of the campground where you stayed in 2019. If you are hungry and thirsty and have time, try SPFLD tradition. Oh, Springfield, SPFLD. Hello, Robert. Springfield tradition, the horseshoe sandwich. Yes, I know, I have to try that. I didn't. A buffalo chicken is my fave at Darcy's Pint, on opposite side of town, but well worth the trip. Good beer selection. Charlie Parker's is very close to Darcy's for a great breakfast. Glad to see and hear about the sites we enjoyed so much. Hopefully you can visit New Salem and the Presidential Library. Since you are on North Side, you are close to New Salem. Nice campground there from Bruce David Meyer. And yes, I saw New Salem. There was so much that I wanted to see. But as I said earlier, it was just a quick overnight. I did more than I had planned, actually. And next time I go, I definitely want to try that horseshoe sandwich. You know, in this day and age, with the current situation, I'm trying not to, you know, not to go to too many restaurants and stuff like that. Not because I'm afraid of catching a bug or anything like that. It's just, you know, inconvenient. And I'd rather, you know, as I said, the theme of this trip was more like outdoor stuff. And wait till you see the videos that I've done. It's a lot of beautiful places I've visited, that's for sure. And okay, from Fonda Erdman. Hi, Robert. Thanks for those special photos and videos. My husband always enjoyed them. On August 28th, my husband suffered a very bad stroke, brain bleed. He passed away on September 11th. The doctor at the UVA, University of Virginia, said there was no hope for him. I will continue to watch your videos and any other information you post. Even check your Facebook page. Thanks and take care and safe travels. God blessings to you and yours, Fonda. And I'm so sorry, Fonda. I'm so sorry for your loss. And I did write Fonda a reply, you know, a personal reply. But yeah, it's there's nothing else I can do. From Julie Torres, hello. My husband is a huge fan who watches all you all the time. I looked you on the merchandise and I want to buy a shirt for him, but could you personalize it and sign a picture of you? His name is Daniel, and we set up a fund for us to retire and live the life like you. We even went to Florida and he wanted it so bad to find you on the road. This will be a Christmas present for him, and I will gladly pay you for your time and personalized picture. We live in Wilmington, North Carolina. If you ever come here, we would love to take you and your wife out to eat at the beautiful beach, because he is Latin from Puerto Rico. He feels a great connection to you. Thank you for your time, and be safe travels, and God bless. Absolutely. I have to remember. I spoke to Julie as well. We emailed back and forth, and as soon as I get back to Miami, right now on the road, you know, it's like I have a printer, but I don't even have regular paper. I only have like labels for the CDs. So as soon as I get back to Miami, I'm gonna take care of some of these things. Okay, from Norma, here we have, I just want to know how much I love traveling with you. We live in White Rock, BC, and it is impossible for me to travel during these terrible times. Your kind, gentle voice takes me to places I've never been. It's wonderful. Keep up the good work. I'm telling all my friends to watch your show. Sincerely, Norma Morosan. And thank you so much, Norma. And those are the kind of emails that I'm like, you know, it's great. It's really great to do what I do. Yeah. Okay, here we go from it's called KCCK9. My wife and I, hello Pelican Head, fly Pelican fly. Hello, my wife and I have been enjoying your videos with no particular order, and I guess we just saw one for the first time, 2012 Road Nomad. Anyway, we loved them all. We have been shopping for travel trailers and have a trip planned to Florida. Driving from North Carolina, plan on enjoying some Florida sunshine and making our way to Tampa in November and plan on visiting Lazy Days RV. Would you happen to have any recommendations for RV dealers in Florida for us to visit, which may stand out from the standard dealer in any state? Also, my guidance for newbies would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, Kevin and Crystal Carlson. Well, Lazy Days is supposed to be the largest, or that's what they claim, right? The one in Tampa, the largest RV dealer in the world. At least in the United States. But I would also recommend, just because my friend Matt of Matt RV Reviews, he works there. It's a general RV center. It's in near Ocala, Florida. And that's another place you should check out. And if it really happens this January, the one thing that I would check out for sure, and I'll be there, is the Florida RV Super Show. It's in Tampa at the Florida State Fairgrounds. And I believe this year, and I have it written down here on my calendar. Hold on, because that's one of the things that I always write in my calendar. It's from January 13th through the 17th. And they haven't canceled it yet. It's just like the only RV show, I think, that they haven't canceled. One of the, at least the only major RV show. I know that there have been other smaller RV shows already happening around the country. I don't know what kind of measures they're going to have, what kind of requirements, if they're going to require like a certain number of people that's at the same time per RV, which could be a good thing because it gets really crowded. I don't know if they're going to limit the amount of people. I don't know. Nobody knows. Everything is uncertain. I know they have the website is up. Just Google Florida RV Super Show, and it looks like a copy and paste from last year's, basically. The map is, I'm sure, it's slightly different, but and the dates are different, but everything else seems to be the same as last year. So I'm sure more information will come as the days go by. So yeah, and finally, another sad news from Donna Frederick. My husband recently passed away during the last 6 months of his life. While he was on hospice care, he found great enjoyment traveling around the country with you on YouTube. Thank you so much for helping to make his last days happy ones. We both loved your music. Blessings, Donna F. And thank you so much, Donna, for that message. And I'm so sorry for your loss. And but in a sense, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I was able to make his life and you know, it's so incredibly humbling to be able to make someone's life, if anything, the last days of their life any better. I mean, I have no words. So thank you so much, all of you, for those messages. And now I have some voicemail. And with the voicemails, you know, it's what time is it now? It's 10:13 in the evening. Tomorrow I have to be there early, because there's one more thing that they couldn't take care of today in Minitini 2. And I have to be there early in the morning, because then I have a lunch appointment in Fort Wayne. And then I have to meet with the Forest a little further south in Ohio. So we're going to go on a boat. It's going to be, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun. But and by the time you hear this, that probably happened already. So let me log into my SpeakPipe here and play back some of your voicemail.
Hey, Robert. This is Dale Socha, Cat V. Socha's husband. We're here in Manchester, Tennessee. That's the most southern, almost the most southern town in the middle of Tennessee. But we watch you religiously all the time, and we just have so much fun with you. We came across this Anheuser-Busch Michelob idea that they're doing a contest, and I think you might win. I sent you the link, and I hope you get it, man. Keep on pumping out the videos and having fun. We really enjoy everything you do. The music, the scenery, the whole shot, man. You're just awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for what you do. In this horrible time, you make us happy. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dale. And I, yes, actually, a couple of people had sent me a link to that Michelob and Hauser Busch thing, and it looks very tempting, let me tell you. Very tempting. I don't know. Since I have the Winnebago ambassadorships, I don't know if it would be appropriate, first of all, to do something like that. And then, I don't know, I'm going to look into it. I don't know what if there are any caveats or limitations or things that they would want me to change, but about what I do, you know. Maybe they tell me, no, all your content now belongs to us and you cannot publish on YouTube. I have to see. I'm going to find out all the details before I apply for this. But it's definitely tempting, you know, traveling the country with Ely in a camper van, and I think it's $50,000 that they give you. It's very tempting. And but thank you. Thank you so much for sending that.
Good morning, Robert. I hope you're safe and you get home to Miami. I know you've been traveling so much. I just want to let you know, I live in Fort Myers. My name is Alfred. And because of you, I never thought about RVing. And now I am starting to save on a vehicle that that can pull the RV. I already saw the RV. And you have so many pictures that makes me want to see everywhere you went. Hopefully in a couple of years when I retire, maybe we can both go. And I also will bring another friend who can travel with you because you're so busy, and hopefully we could keep up with you in the near future, okay? I saw all your videos. You have so much talent with your music, your harmony. Your music background is tremendous. I hope you have a good day, and just want to let you know that you are making a big, you know, a big impression on RV community. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye.
Hey, Alfred, thank you so much for that message. And let me tell you, once you get the RVing bug, there's no going back. And actually, which brings me, I'm going to read you guys it's not a negative message, if I can find it now, because it's in one of the new videos, the Winnebago Open House. And you know, we are all into this, but you know that in order for us to have this passion for RVing, there have to be detractors, right? And this person writes, I simply do not get the idea of driving around towing a mini house that requires so much work to set up just to be uncomfortable in some crappy trailer park with zero privacy next to a bunch of other RVs and the total cost of extra gas, camping fees and everything else just about the same as staying at a comfortable hotel, motel every night with privacy and space. Camping, I understand. This, I don't. Well, as you said at the beginning of your comment, you just don't get it, right? I simply don't get the idea of... Yeah, because... I don't see it like that at all, you know. I dread having to stay at a hotel these days, you know, having to have luggage and unpack your luggage, and you don't know who slept in that bed before you, and you don't know who used that toilet before you, and hotels are so impersonal and so unprivate, in a sense, you know. There's someone that is gonna knock on your door the next day at 10 a.m. to do your room. What's less private than that? I don't know. I'm just making a case here for RV life. And I think if you're listening to the podcast, I think we all get it, you know. But some people don't. And that's why some people say RV stands for ruins vacations. Maybe for some people it ruins vacations. And we've all watched that movie with Robin Williams. So, but we get it. We love it. And man, are we living the RV dream? I think, do I have any more voicemail? I totally lost track of what I was doing here. I think I have one more.
Who sang your opening songs to your film? It's really good.
All right, that was short, but thank you. I'm glad you like my opening song. And I promise, as soon as I get back to home base, I even brought the keyboard. I thought I was going to have time to, you know, optimistic me. I thought I was going to have time to compose music while on the road. It hasn't really happened. It's in my head. It's in the voice recorder of my phone, but I haven't actually been able to take out the piano and spend some time, you know, putting on notes, you know.
I think maybe you might be throwing up too many commercials. People may lose interest in you.
If I decipher that correctly, that's I'm putting too many commercials. Let me tell you, and I really don't have a whole lot of control over that, especially the content of some of the commercials. And I know this time of the year, a lot of the commercials are political ads, and one side or the other, I have no control over that or over the amount. After the fact, I suppose I can. It's a little time consuming, but I could manually remove some of those commercial breaks. I mean, if it really becomes a problem for you guys, we can try to do something. But I do know that YouTube has been, and I have to address the issue, of course, because I've gotten a few comments about that, has been increasing the amount of commercials in the videos. It's everywhere. It's not just my channel. I think it's every channel that has been doing the same thing. But in any case, you can always subscribe to YouTube Red, by the way. It's not very expensive. It's like $10 a month. And it removes all the ads. And you get other benefits. You can listen to the audio with the app minimized or doing something else on your phone. You get to download videos for offline viewing, that kind of thing. I'm not gonna sound like a commercial for YouTube Red, but I have it. I pay for it, and it's really good. And that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you have enjoyed yet another episode of the podcast. And as we wind down the trip, I might. Extend the trip one more week, by the way. It's in the works. Ili might fly up to see me one more time, and we can do the final week of the trip together, but we'll see how that goes. For now, it is on to Ohio, West Virginia. We might do the eastern corner of Kentucky, the western corner of Virginia, a little bit of North Carolina, maybe even Tennessee. You know, I'm gonna come back through the mountains, trying to hold on to the cooler weather for as long as possible, because I really like this cooler weather. By the way, that as you know, if for the past two or three, was it, how many months was it? It was like 2 months ago. We did some Amazon commercials. Amazon is apparently very happy with the results from those commercials. So hopefully next year they'll come back as an advertiser. But for now, we are commercial free here on the podcast. So if you do like listening to the podcast, I'm not going to ask you to go into Patreon and do anything like that. Just if you go through one of the links in the show notes or any of my videos, you know, those Amazon links, you know, I get a little bit of a commission, and that it certainly helps a lot into financing the hosting and all that is involved with the podcast. Also, if you Techno RV, they're an affiliate. Any of the affiliate links, you know, travelingrubber.com/TechnoRV, travelingrubber.com/support, and I would really appreciate if you're gonna buy something anyway, that you do it through one of my affiliates. Other than that, CDs are going to be available. I'm gonna put them up for pre-order next week, and they will be available as soon as I get to Miami the next day. I'm gonna print all the labels, put them in envelopes, and ship them out to you guys. So give me another week for that, because I don't want to have like a huge backlog of pre-orders when I get to Miami. And you know, I just want you to have the CDs. You know, I don't want you to be able to be waiting for such a long time. And one final thing, if you didn't like it, just go to iTunes or wherever you get the podcast and write us a review, because that certainly helps with the algorithm, and it helps other people find the podcast and subscribe. And and that's all I have for you today. Until next time, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Because I'm free in my RV. Right in my RV.
From Florida to Tennessee,
my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV, yeah, riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.